Log Talk Radio.
There comes a time in every man's life when he has that life-changing experience. That life-changing experience for me came when I found Jesus and made him my personal savior. I'd like to thank all the steps for just listen to Elohim Fire Tribe, Society of Love, National Anthem. Okay. until you're ready. You have to work for it. If you don't work for it, freedom or the evil will not let you be. You know what I'm saying? You got to be ready to work for this freedom. Anyone just walk up and give it to you. You know? My social security for the day, I've walked the path of being honest and good, and I will keep my mind focused on rebirth yourself. By doing this, I'll be walking the path of the enlightenment, and I will get what I want. Okay? Before we get into our little love thing, let's just deal with this rebirth yourself for a minute. This is the basis. This is the only law, okay, that was given to you throughout the cosmos. Uncaused cause that was caused everything to exist and nothing caused it to exist put out one rule. You reap what you sow. Okay? Now the 1% understand that. That's why when they go in taking people's land and stuff, they know it's coming, that's going to come back to them. So they build their military and they force it. But if you come to get your land back, you got to come with enough power to take it back. You know what I mean? Because they know you're coming. They're waiting for you. They done took your stuff. They know you're coming back for it. You know? But you got to bring something to get it. That's what I'm talking about. That's what says in the Bible. How you going to go into a man's house unless you bind the strong man that's in the house? You know what I mean? You got to bind him up. Make sure he can't fight you back when you're going to take his stuff, okay? Very interesting. So if you got stuff that's valuable, make sure you have something in your house to protect it. Don't rely on calling the popo, okay? You rely on yourself. And when they come in there, let them call the popo to get out. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm talking about. Okay. At any rate, we always talk about love for the first 5 minutes of the show, right? Because love is so important, you know? And we go for that love of the act that make others feel good. We always deal with that, okay? When we start the show, this culture is teaching us obsessionism. They're not teaching us how to love each other. They're teaching you to be in the, I'm in love with this person. You can be in love with a person, don't love, and not be loving them at all on a day-to-day basis. That's why so many couples and stuff are breaking up, okay? But we want to tell you that if you're in a group, you know, learn what is it about the group. What can you do for the group to make the group feel good? People in the group feel good. So when you're around, people love to have you around because you're every thought, you're every act. When you say stuff, you're saying things that are designed to make people feel good. Not things to hurt people or get on people's nerves. You know how to get on people's nerves once you learn a little bit more about them, because you get on each other's nerves, you know? And that's not what we want, right? We want to make people around us, make ourselves feel good. We want to be in a feel-good relationship. When they ask you about your mate, you want to say, oh, man, I feel real good about that person. When they ask you about your group, oh, I feel real good about being in this group. You follow what I'm saying? If things are starting to work, then we'll have what we call a loving relationship, okay? And the one thing that you need to stop doing, stop wishing each other peace. Peace is a declaration of war. When they sign a peace treaty, that's a war of attrition. That's why they make sure, based on the treaty, how much weapons each group can have and how many soldiers each group can have, because they know if one group get to the point that they have so much more power over the other group, they're coming to take what you have. They will break the treaty and come after you, okay? That's what peace is. Peace is a war of attrition. So you need to stop saying peace to each other. It's not peace, brother, peace, sister. You know, what you're saying is that I declare war on you, and if my military get better than yours, I'm coming to take what you got, you know? see, there's a lot of things we don't really know. We don't really know what's going on. But we like to be able to learn. So, excuse me. So we're here to wake you up. We care about everything. Now, here's the question that I have for you today. Is it a coincidence? Do you think it's a coincidence that the people of the books are the most powerful people on the planet? You're throwing the book in the trash, and they living out of the book every second that they can. They referencing the book, and you're throwing them in the trash. They have the power, and all you're doing is talking trash. You know what I'm saying? You're talking about the book. They have accepted the book. Once you accept the book, now the book is designed, talking about this Bible, this book is designed to build empires. Hello? That's what the book is designed to do. It's not a scholarly book, okay? You see, the scholarly, the people that are teaching it from a scholarly point of view are the ones that are in control of the society. They want you to learn the book from a scholarly position. They don't want you to learn the book from a position of building an empire. You know what I'm saying? Because then you'll know what they're doing. How they doing what they doing. Where they getting all this stuff from to make them so powerful. Hello? This is a wake-up call, okay? Now, we're putting out right now that the second coming of Christ has begun. Hello? The second coming of Christ has begun. Word up. There's no one in history named Jesus Christ. The man's name was Yahshua ben Pandera. That was his name. That's why when you go back looking at records, you can't find him. You're looking for Jesus Christ. He didn't exist. Christ is a title. That's like looking for, instead of looking for Joe Biden, looking for Joe President. You're not going to find no Joe President. There's no Joe President out there. There's a Joe Biden out there, but not no Joe President out there. There's a Jesus Christ out there. There's a Joshua ben Pandera out there, but there's no Jesus Christ out there. Hello? That's why you're having people find it. Oh, he didn't exist, you know? Yahshua ben Pandera did. You can look him up. You can research. They had been there at temple named after the family. Hello? I'm keep saying we're trying to wake you up right now, okay? Now, the Bible, I'm going to be talking about the Bible for a minute because it's one of the most powerful books that you can pick up and read if you know how to read it. But you have to accept the Bible, not come into the Bible as a believer. When they call you a believer, man, that's the worst thing they call you. That means you have accepted the crap that they're telling you, okay? And you can't hear what the Bible is saying. You have to accept the Bible. There's a difference. If you accept the book, when somebody asks you who God is, Psalm 82:6, men and women of God. That's what the books say. But the believers don't accept that because they want this God Almighty floating around up there, you know, watching them. You do have God up there watching you now, but God ain't sitting on no chair. God is in a satellite. God is in a machine sitting here watching everything that you do. See, this is when you start accepting the Bible, the spooky stuff that they have you dealing with, it ain't there. The Bible is not a spooky book. They're bringing you that so that they can have you, oh, well, you're dealing with faith and belief and all that. You know what I mean? Jesus said, I mean, the book that says in the book that they said, Jesus, he that believeth on me. That's what it says, if I don't say it. But once you begin to accept the Bible, you begin throwing that word belief out. Do you know where I'm coming from? I accept the teachings of Yahshua ben Pandera. I don't believe in the teachings. I accept teachings. That means I'm living by the teachings. And you can believe in the teachings all you want, but you don't really have to live by them. Just because you believe in them, that doesn't mean that you live by them. But if you accept them, that's something different, okay? This is what we're talking about, accepting the Bible. For those of you who are listening, those of you who are on the line, pay attention to what's going on, okay? These are going to be some very important lectures over the next year or so because you have to go forth and help me wake up the people. the Christ consciousness is not coming to you. Nobody is coming to you to do the healing and walking on water and all that. Man, somebody asks you to walk on water, walk on water. Man, I got boats and water skis and, you know what I'm saying? I got shoes with air in them, so I can walk on water all day long. That's child's play now. Walking on water is child's play. If I'm raising the dead, you got people that die. They down the operating table. Hit them with electricity, wake them back up. It's 2022, man. You know what I'm saying? You have to accept what the book is telling you. The book has its own thought process. This is what we're going to be talking about. We're going to get you into the thought process of the Bible. That's what we're going to get you into, okay? Now, first of all, what we talked about yesterday, we talked about when it said, let us make man. They were talking about procreating, okay? Those guys up there in those ships, they were talking about procreating, all right? And they make man in the image. If you have a baby, it better come out looking like you. That baby better come out in your image. If that baby don't come out in your image, you got a problem. You and your wife get together and a dog pop out. Oh, man. Y'all gonna have a problem. You follow what I'm saying? That's what I'm talking about. The baby's going to come out in your image. If you read the book, knowing that men and women are God, okay, after they made the planets and all that stuff, they put the people on the planet. Their people, their children were on the planet for 1,000 years before they start talking about Adam and Eve. Hello? 1,000 years they was on the planet before they start talking about Adam and Eve. Wait a minute. That don't even make sense. Yes, it makes sense. Follow what I'm saying? It makes sense. That makes more sense than Abel going and finding his wife. And she out there all by herself. No community, no nothing. She just showed up. You know what I'm saying? There's a people that was on the planet for 1,000 years. This who Abel ran into. You know? See, that's what I'm saying. If you accept the Bible, rather than believe in it or believe on it, they weren't coming from, because that's what they're doing. They're believing on it, not in it. You know? It's not spooky at all. Now, I'm going to go through something with you that might be a little spooky to you. Say, when Adam and Eve, okay, when Adam was formed and the breath of life was blown into Adam, they changed his frequency. Hello? They changed Adam's frequency. Adam went from corporeal to incorporeal. I'm going to say that again. Adam went from corporeal. That's why he couldn't see himself. Wasn't no corporeal body there to see. He went another dimension. Eve was not born a corporeal being. Hello? That's why Eve was special. I mean, I knew that once Eve came out, that she wasn't going to listen to no nonsense. Eve was something special. Okay? She was born in an incorporeal realm. And when the reptilians, call them snake people, when the reptilians told her about a good meal, she said, oh, yeah, I definitely want that. You know, he knew Eve wasn't taking no nonsense. If there's something that's going to make her more intelligent, make her better, hey, Eve is on the job. That's what I'm saying. And she took the information and the guys on the ship said, hey, man, the guys that were dealing with them said, hey, y'all got to go because y'all becoming like us. And if you come too much like us, there's going to be strife on the ships. This is what they were dealing with. Because we're talking about E.T. That's what we're talking about. We're talking about E.T. There was going to be stripes on the ships and put them off the ship and put them back on and put them down on the planet. They put them down. They put them down on the planet, okay? They put them down on the planet near Euphrates River, okay? That's what they did, okay? And then they start having children. Now, if you look at that, there's a lineage of Abel's offspring, okay, before Adam and Eve start making more children. You got Adam and Eve. I mean, they were here for 930 years. That's the kind of lifespan they would live. Okay. Now, they didn't want them to have the information to have. They didn't want them to live forever in the physical state that they were in. All right. Because once the body goes from incorporeal to corporeal, decay sets in. They start dying right then. I'm just giving you information. Yeah, I was out there arguing over this, debating over this stuff, but I'm telling you what's going on, okay? That's what was going on out there, okay? You had men and women with the technology to make planets and stuff. Cloning was not a problem, okay? Cloning was not a problem. And one of the lessons of the Adam and Eve cloning process is that you can get a female from the male. Okay, you can clone a female from the male. It don't have to be a male when the cloning process takes place. That's the message that they were trying to send, the message that they were trying to convey, okay? Because the scientists was under the impression that if you had a male, when you clone it, comes out a male. No, you can tweak that thing, man, I'm telling you. You know what I'm saying? They haven't gotten into the subatomic studies yet. Well, I'm assuming that they haven't, because they ain't been coming out with no information on subatomic. Once they get into that, then they'll see that every blade of grass, every insect, okay, every tree, everything that has life came from the DNA of God. Okay. Came from God's DNA, all right? Adam come out of the God's DNA as well. Adam came out of God's DNA as well. Wait a minute, say he made him from the dust. What is dust? What is the dust of the ground? Come on. You know what I mean? These people were they were telling you in a way that they can that you can understand it. When they talk about taking a rib out of Adam, you know, isn't that what a DNA strand looked like? It looks like a rib. Come on, man. They're giving you the information, but you're not accepting it, because you're coming as a believer for whatever group that you're coming from. They have a certain thought process that they have programmed you with, and you can't see anything beyond that programming, okay? The Bible has its own thought process, all right? Now, when the people were going through all that madness out there with God, you know, that's why the people said, we don't want God no more. Give us a king. This guy was out of his mind. Some of the things that he had the people doing, you know? It so much evil, so much wickedness was coming from E.T., because that's who was manipulating you, because they wanted the gold. If you check the book out, E.T. took a part of the booty. You know what I'm saying? God took a part of the booty. That was E.T. up there manipulating everything. You know what I mean? They used laser technology. All right? They turned the light on the bush. That's why the bush didn't burn. It was coming from their ship. Heard all that rumbling up there. That was their ship. Oh, brother, you out there with this. I'm not out there. I've just accepted the Bible. Look, an aeronautical engineer got 64 patents. 64 aeronautical patents out of the book of Ezekiel, and you throwing the book in the trash? What is wrong with you? I understand. You know, doggone well, Jonah can't live in the belly of the whale. Okay? But Jonah can live in a submarine. Come on. Egyptians had pictures of submarines and all that stuff. Or set up on the pyramids, helicopters, all that stuff on the pyramids. Where'd they get it from? How come they're not talking about that? You know? They had electricity long before this guy flew a kite. You know? They're suppressing the information because they don't want you to know. The thought process of the Bible is that you are a designer, okay? Men and women live underneath nature. Nature was designed, okay, to keep men and women balanced. All right, but once you rise up into your godhood, all right, once you rise into your godhood, nothing can contain you, because you can design your way out of anything. Yes, you are designers. That's why they have these big debates to keep you confused. Designism versus evolution. Come on, man. They're saying you evolve like that. When you design a computer, it's going to do whatever you design it to do. And when you design animals, plants, trees, and all that, you're designing them to change over a period of time. Hello? That's how we designed all this here stuff. Everything was designed to do a certain thing. Or it evolved in the source. No, it didn't evolve. It was designed to do that. This is the argument that we have to deal with. You know what I mean? They don't want you to accept the Bible for what it is. They want you to believe on the thought process that the groups that you're given to, if you're Muslim or Hebrew or Christian or you follow what I'm saying, Jewish. Well, see, Jewish is not an actual religion. That's just something they made that up. They made that up, and they made that up and put the tribe of Judah's name on it. You follow what I'm saying? Hebrew was the religion of Abraham. I'm just throwing that out there. You dig where I'm coming from? But anyway, I don't want to get too far into that, because I don't want to get into this scholarly argument that they're going through out there. That's not what I want to do. I want to bring you into your power. You are designers. If you're having trouble, sit there. Understand this. It's only one rule of the universe, period. Ain't no 196 laws. No, none of that. All the rules that they're giving you are based on the one law of the universe. You reap what you sow. Don't covet your neighbor's wife. Why? You don't want anybody messing with yours. Don't mess with his. Don't steal. You want somebody coming and stealing your stuff? No, but then don't steal nobody else's stuff. Okay? Don't bear false witness. You want nobody lying on you? Then don't lie on nobody else. Reap what you sow. That's the only rule. And they base all these so-called rules on that one law. And they're going to come upon. There's no coincidence that civilizations go away after a period of time, okay? Because they're not doing a good job based on the law or the rule of reap what you sow. Each tribe, black, brown, red, yellow, white, has 2,000 years to rule. They started 10,000 years ago. Each tribe have 2,000 years to rule. If you rule properly, then everything is fine. But and then you can transfer the property into the next tribe. That's not what's going on, okay? Black tribe, you ruled terribly. You had a global empire. There's so much you could have done, but you didn't do it. Brown tribe, okay? It was all part of this global empire that was going on out there. And when the brown tribe came into power, they didn't do a good job. The red tribe, they didn't do a good job. The yellow tribe, they didn't do a good job. Then the white tribe came into power. You said, well, how did the white people get so powerful all of a sudden? It wasn't all of a sudden. It took a while. You had 2,000 years to do a good job, and you screwed the pooch, man. You yellow people screwed the pooch. So now the white folks, you're doing the same thing. You're screwing the pooch. He took us back into Deuteronomy. Oh, man, because he wanted this empire, okay? It ain't no coincidence that there was no British Empire until after King James redid the Bible. Hello? Once he translated the Bible, I said, oh, man, the quickest way to build an empire is through Deuteronomy. So that's what they did. Deuteronomy is the science of slavery. You got your books. It's the science of slavery. Why do you think they love this book so much? Okay? Your judicial system is there. You're not supposed to be flesh eaters or sin. Sin. When you bring in flesh into the temple, you're bringing a sin offering. That's when they start eating the flesh. Okay? When they start screwing up, when they start sinning. A sin is when you start breaking the rules. Okay? You start breaking the rules, you're sinning. Okay? And you have to bring a sin offering. They would bring a sin offering into the temple. Mostly it was flesh. When they brought a meat offering, and they told you about not cook it this way, not the too much leavening and all that stuff in there, because meat was considered vegetables and fruit. That's why once they turned corporeal, a diet was given to them so that they can live for a long time. Genesis 1:26 is telling you. Genesis 1:26. I've given you herbs and seed-bearing plants around the world for meat. That's your meat. Okay? You know what I'm saying? The meat of the potato? They know what they're talking about. You just don't know what they're talking about because you haven't accepted the Bible. If you accepted the Bible, you wouldn't be spending all this time at the doctor's office. You wouldn't become a junkie on the pills because you'll be eating properly. Raw fruit and vegetables. That's the diet that we're supposed to be on. Okay? See what I'm saying? You got vegans and vegetarians out there. They're beginning to come back to the teachings of the Bible. Okay? Some people even call it what it is. They call it the Genesis diet. You know where I'm coming from? It's a tough diet to be on, I'm telling you, because they got you the drug dealers. I think you get on me for this one. The drug dealers want you eating 3 meals a day. They designed a 3-meal-a-day diet so that by the time you get 40 or 50, you're on some type of pill for the rest of your life. Okay? And if you're doing drugs for the rest of your life, who's benefiting from the diet? The drug dealers. Okay? That's why when you go into the doctor's office, they don't be telling you about, look, man, this diet that you're on, this ain't working right, you know. They just prescribe the pills for you. Take these pills, and that's it, you know. That's what's going on. I'm just giving you a wake-up call, okay? The Christ consciousness is among you, is with you, okay? But you have to accept it. I don't want you to believe in the Christ consciousness. No. Don't believe in Christ. They're going to turn you into an idolater. They put a white one up there. They put a black one up there. They put a Chinese one up there. They don't care. As long as you believe on one of the idols, oh, they loving it all day long. They want you to be idolaters, okay? They don't call you idolaters these days. What do they call you? They call you fans. You are a fan. They get TV on, they put the shows right on television, and you can't see what they're doing. It's called American Idol. We're idolizing people. They're trying to turn Muhammad into an idol now. They're going to come in front. This is what they do. They turn Buddha into an idol. They miss the teachings of Christ when they start idolizing Buddha. It wasn't about Buddha. It was about the consciousness that you're supposed to be dealing with. That's what this is all about. Your consciousness is supposed to be that as such that this planet is supposed to be a paradise. But you're committing evil all over the place. Okay? You have become evil beings. Well, I'm not an evil being. Yes, you are. You just don't know it yet. If you want to come from, we don't want this evil. Okay? But we allow it because we're not doing our job of running this country. President Hansen and them, they went through hell trying to bring this Continental Congress into existence. All five tribes were there. Black, brown, red, yellow, white, we were all there. I see them say all the trash that built Britain called trash and just kicked them out of the country over here. You know where I'm coming from? They were there helping to bring this into existence. You know, doggone well, common sense would tell you, George Washington and his crew did not write no Constitution. How you got a guy, right, with black slaves in the basement, white indigenous slaves on the first floor, talking about all men are created equal? Duh. That wasn't his thought process. George Washington did a military coup ran off with the damn country, changed the name because they didn't want to work with black folks. They didn't want to work with lower class whites. Okay? They didn't want to work with women. Okay? They wanted a certain group of white males to run everything. And they wanted they wanted to make them the chosen and everybody else their slaves. We're talking about Deuteronomy. That's how it's set up. Okay? In 1630. Okay? 1630. White people, they weren't all white people. They were Russians. They were Germans. They were Greeks. They were French. But they weren't all white people. You follow what I'm saying? Because you have all kinds of colors of people living in those places. When you came in and said, oh, I'm a German. I'm a French. I'm a Roman. That's what you were. 1630, they legalized the term white people. And then they decided to make themselves, following Deuteronomy, the chosen people. And they passed statutes and laws to make themselves the chosen people. That's what they did. And they began slaving and kidnapping and taking everybody else so that they wanted to build an empire. You understand? But there was no British Empire before they learned how to read the Bible. I'm telling you what's going on. I'm waking you up, all right? The Christ consciousness is among you right now. We're telling them when we think about slavery, oh, no, we don't want that. We want freedom. This is what the Continental Congress was all about, okay? George Washington and crew, they were some of the worst people on the planet. They were slave masters, slave owners, all of them, okay? And we've been fighting against that forever. Okay, this is what's wrong with the all five tribes when they were in control. They were had class systems set up. The class system is a terrible way for people to live. You don't think we have a class system in this country today? Why do you think they keep talking about the middle class? The middle class is predominantly white. Why? See what I'm saying? Because they're still functioning as white folks being the chosen people, okay? And as long as they're doing that, this country will not survive the way it is. Now, if they go back and do what they're supposed to do based on the coming of Christ, everything is supposed to change, okay? When he said, I didn't come to change or I come to fulfill it, that's the fulfillment of the law. All this stuff is going away. You reap what you sow. We're not going to put things out there that we don't want to come back to us. Do you want slavery to come back to you? Huh? Do you want racism to come back to you? Do you want the class system to come back to you? You don't want that to come back to you. You got to free the system up the way it was designed by the Continental Congress, the five tribes. Okay? That's what you need to go back to. That's what you need to fight for. That's what the Civil War was all about. People fighting against the slave master. We do not want people to be slaves. That's not what we want. If you begin correcting the system, this country will be here for not only 1,000 but 2,000 or 3,000 years. All right? Because we have a job to do. We're supposed to be out there in space taking care of the planets, the suns, and all that stuff. Because we put that stuff up there. And we're supposed to be up there monitoring that stuff, making sure that things don't get out of control up there. That's what we're supposed to be doing. Okay? I mentioned that the Dogons, they were the oral teachers of the Christ consciousness. They know where we came from. Listen, I'm going to be saying this stuff a few times. Some of this I'm going to be saying over and over. No modern man and woman is indigenous to this planet. Hello? I'm going to say that again. No modern man or woman is indigenous to this planet. Okay? Well, then where are we from? The Dogons was telling you where we were from. We come from the sun surrounding Sirius A, Sirius B, and Sirius C. See what I'm saying? The four suns that's in Orion's belt. There's systems around those suns. And the one next to what they call Orion's belt, we call it Constellation Elohim. We didn't change the name. That's what we call it. And the one next to that, that's where we're from. Each planet, each color, black, brown, red, yellow, white, had their own planet, man. That's what I'm saying. And you white folks can say, well, we don't know where our history is. We can't. No, as long as you're under the religion of Darwinism, I'm calling it a religion because that's what it is. You believe in it. It can't prove it, but you believe in it. And since we design nature, we design nature to repeat itself. Nature is a repetitive system. It does what's good over and over and over and over all the time, okay? That's how we design nature. And if apes or monkeys or chimpanzees, whatever they call them out there, were turning into human beings, it would keep doing it. That's how we design nature. See what I'm saying? That's just something story that they made up to give you that's outside of nature. It's not natural for chimpanzees to turn into humans. Hello? That's not a natural progression. That's like just like it's not natural for men and women to fly. Okay? But God, now that's a different story. God can fly because he's a designer. See what I'm saying? Apes ain't designing no buildings and stuff. What are they doing? Why are they here? What's the purpose of the ape? You're going from. Now you're beginning to think like God. What is the purpose of this animal? What's the purpose of that animal? Some animals are scavengers. Some animals are hunters. Why we have these different types of species here? What did we design all this for? What was the purpose of this? Now you're beginning to think like God. Okay? And this is what the scientists are beginning to do. They're beginning to think like God. Wait a minute. If we, because you have some people that accept the Bible for what it is. And if we as men and women had the technology to build planets and stuff, why aren't we doing it now? Let's get back into the science. Read what you sow, that's science. Let's get back into that and see if we can put some chemicals and stuff together to find out how they did what they did. This is what they're doing. And they're hitting and missing. Some things are good. Some things are bad. But they're learning. They're learning. Okay? And this is a global phenomenon. The Christ consciousness has begun. People are waking up. They're beginning to smell the coffee. And not only smelling the coffee, they're drinking it. You understand what I'm saying? They're drinking it by the cupload. I'm just saying, look. This is Elohim Five Tribes Society of Love. You can go catch us on our website. Also, we got GS Partners now to show you how to use the crypto coins and all that kind of stuff. You need to learn how to use this stuff. Fiat currency. We're gonna have a problem with the fiat currency going into the future. Okay, and the cryptocurrency is catching on pretty good. We're using cryptocurrency good because the fiat currency, you put your money in the bank ain't paying you nothing. You keep that money for a couple of years, where you get 1%, 1% a year or something like that there. You make more money handling the cryptocurrency. You make more money handling the cryptocurrency. And we have the GS9 partners that are going to teach you and show you how to do this stuff. They want to come up from. I'll be sending the link out. I'll be sending the link out so that you can get into it. You need to train yourself. You need to learn, okay? And this is what we're going to be doing. Time goes so fast when you're having fun. And the whole thing is about, it's time to wake up, all right? Now, there's some things that I like to say every show because I want this to really get over. I want people to really understand it, okay? Yeah, excuse me, I'm worse little horse. So I won't be on the show tomorrow because I can't hardly talk right now. So I'm going to get my voice a couple of days left. So I won't be on the show tomorrow, okay? But just check in a couple of days. Well, I'm going to take some stuff and see what happens, okay? I'm not going to say definitely not going to be on the show tomorrow. We'll see. So just check in and see what's going on a day-to-day and see if we're here. And if we're here, you know, hey, listen up. It's time to wake up. We got a wake-up call for you guys, man, okay? Now, I got my CD on the market, Elohim Christ, 911 Jesus Emergency, it's the gospel. Go in the, look into it. If you want copies, 215-758-1703, give us a call. Or go to our website, Elohim Pride Tribe Society of Love. We have a website up there. You can go up there and you can purchase it on a website, if I'm not mistaken. It should be up by now. If they're not there by now, it'll be there soon, okay? It'll be there soon, all right? Now, back to where we were here, okay? There's only one law, period. And this law governs the entire universe, cosmos, whatever they call it, whatever name they're making up, put out here. Okay? This universe covers everything. It's called reap what you sow. This is the basis for all scientific endeavors. Okay? If you sow two chemicals together, you're going to reap a reaction. You put mathematics on it to control the reaction. That's science, okay? They don't use the term read what you sow because they don't want everybody to know where this thought process is coming from, because you might go there and get more thought processes. That's contrary to what they're telling, okay? You got to remember, these people back then, the scientists back then have done things that they can't figure out how they did today. They don't know how they did a lot of the stuff that they did back then, based on the thought process of the religion they're calling Darwinian, based on a Darwinian religion. It don't make sense enough. You're talking about hunters and gatherers. We've always had hunters and gatherers. You got hunters and gatherers out there right now, okay? You got people that want to be a hunter and gatherer. Yeah, a guy come on, call himself Nature Boy, a father of nature. He wants to be a hunter gatherer. You go to Africa, there's hunters and gatherers. You go to Brazil, there's hunters and gatherers. Hunters and gatherers have always been with you. That's not an evolutionary process. That's a decision that some people make. This is what they want to do. You got some of the bill guys that ain't trying to move into the modern thought process that we have. They're hunters and gatherers. So the hunters and gatherers have always been here, and they're going to be here. If I'm understanding, you got airports, spaceships, and all that stuff out there, and you got people that are hunters and gatherers, okay, living off the land. This is what they want. This is what they like, you know? What can I tell you? What I'm saying is that you got to start thinking for yourself. The Bible has its own thought process, and when a believer comes to you, they're coming to you with the thought process of the group that they're in, whether they're Christians, or Hebrew Israelites, or Jews, or whatever they call themselves. They have a particular thought process that they program their members with, all right? And when the members go into the Bible, they're trying to put that thought process on the book. But the book has its own thought process, okay? Jesus constantly tells you that my Father is greater than me, but they want to make him the Father. That's not what the book is saying. See, the book is giving you a thought process. The book is not spooky at all. The book is telling you what's up, okay? And it's telling you, the book is showing you in so many ways what's going on. And it's showing you that E.T. was involved in what was going on back then, you know? And that E.T. was doing some unconscionable things to get the goal. They had no problem with taking the people in there that found them, and then taking other people's land and stuff, taking their booty and gold and all that, turn them into slaves. They had no problem with that. And it tells you right in the book that God got part of the booty. You know what I mean? E.T. needed the gold. If you study, you'll know that E.T. used to come and drill it for gold in Africa and all the trade. They needed the gold. But they ain't got, if they don't have to drill for it, they can just have people fight and turn it over to them. Hey, man, that's a win-win situation. But the people start waking up. They say, look, we don't want God no more. Give us a king. God is out of his mind. They're saying. And then it says, well, don't get mad at the people. I think it's me that they're having a problem with. Yeah, they're having a problem with you. Look, it's just, that's what I'm saying. The Bible is not a spooky book, but the idolaters who want to keep you under idolatry, whether you idolize in a man, whether you idolize in a cross with a man on it, whether you idolize a woman, they don't care what you idolize as long as you idolize something. They do not want you to be free thinkers. They don't want you to go into the mind of God, which is who you are. They don't want you to think like God. If you think like God, then you'll know nobody on the planet is greater than me. Nobody. I don't care who they are. Follow what I'm saying? And if they have something, they did something, they learned something, then we can come in, learn what they did, and make it better. Anything that anybody has done, you can learn their technique and make it better. Because you're a God just like they're a God. It's telling you. Somebody asked me, how many gods on the planet? I said, how many people on the planet? 600-something billion? Or that's how many gods is on the planet. You know? I'm telling you now. Well, yeah, we're probably going to be back on the air tomorrow. Because I think my net just shut down. Oh, there it is. Okay. We're almost out of time here. So I'm just going to talk just a minute about this almost sexual phenomenon that's going on. Oh, yeah, I'm going to talk about it just for a minute. Because to me, it only takes a minute to talk about this. If the Bible say we're all gods, right? Okay. That means God have a right to put their organs any place they feel like. But the law of reap what you sow comes into play. That's why it's such, that's why they call it, that's why everybody frowned on it. Two men ain't making no babies. That's what the act is for. It's about reproducing. Two women making any babies. We need the children. Let's upgrade the homosexuality to everybody on the planet. We would cease to exist. There wouldn't be enough children being born of the for the people that's dying. We would literally cease to exist. That's why it's so bad. We know as God, you have the right to do whatever you want. But you made laws out there. You made a rule that you reap what you sow. If you sow in your life juices into a waste track, what are you going to get from that? You know what I mean? Absolutely nothing. If you sow in your life juices into a napkin, what are you going to get from that? Absolutely nothing. Okay? They're making machines that you can sow your life juices in. Okay? Women, you can put your eggs. You can put your eggs in the machine right now. Your egg is coming down, flowing out on the ground. What are you getting from that? What are you reaping from what you're sowing? This is what you have to think. Now, I'm not mad at you. That's what you want to do. If you want to kill yourself, that's what you're doing because you're not having any offspring. So when you die, the genetic material that is you will not be carried forward. Hello? That genetic material will not be carried forward. As far as dress, it don't make no difference. Who designed men wear pants, women wear skirts? Who designed it? Who, you know? As far as what you're wearing, that's fine. If you like wearing women clothes or whatever, that's fine. You know what I'm saying? The problem is your reproductive organs. That's the problem. We want you to reproduce. That's what's going on. And if you don't reproduce out there, we're going to have a problem. You got whole cities in different parts of the planet. And while I say in Russia, you know what I mean? You got, well, not cities, maybe counties that are empty. There's no people to put them in there. Do you understand what I'm saying? Because we're not having enough people in certain areas. You're talking about the earth is overpopulated. Anybody that tells you the earth is overpopulated, we can solve that problem. Go kill yourself, okay? That'll solve your problem and ours. Earth is overpopulated. You can put almost the whole earth, all the people on the planet, and just in Mexico and Texas by itself. You know what I mean? There's enough land here for, oh, man. We ain't talking about what's going on underwater. There are the land that's under the water. The earth is not being overpopulated at all. Okay? It's just that the gods that are manipulating the people for profit, okay, aren't producing the food fast enough to feed everybody. That's what's going on. But if you turn the people loose, most of the people can feed themselves. They can grow. They if everybody start growing just little teeny things, you know what I mean? That would take a lot of pressure off the markets, because the markets won't need this. The markets won't need as much of that, because we're growing ourselves. You understand what I'm saying? We have to upgrade. We have to become We have to become who we are. All five tribes, black, brown, red, yellow, and white, you have to work together. This next 2,000-year cycle is not going to be about any one tribe. It's going to be about all five tribes working together. That's the purpose of the planet. That's why the planet was designed. The planet was designed for all five tribes to work together, okay? I'm doing my assertion. I only got a couple minutes left here. Assertion. You know what I'm saying? Well, we call it assertion because we're not praying. We're asserting into the universe what we want. And what we want is what we're going to get. You know what I'm saying? Anyhow, I have walked the path according to what you saw. And I eagerly embrace all that I have done to come back to me. So let it be written, so let it be done. Okay. Now, with the last 2 minutes, we done went into the homosexual thing. You know what I mean? And we ain't got no business beating up on them and acting crazy. You know what I mean? But they have to understand what's going on. There's a war for survival out here. And that thought process will cause us to become extinct. We would die off. If all the guys got with men, all the men got with men, the women got with women, we'd be in trouble. There won't be enough children to do anything. Okay? This is your brother Elohim. Keep checking to see what's going on. I'm here. I'll be here. And remember, Elohim, Five Tribes, Society of Love. Five tribes have to work together. And start looking up GS partners, okay? And get with me so we can learn how to use this cryptocurrency and univalves and all this good stuff. A lot of us don't have a clue about the blockchain technology, and we need to learn about all this good stuff. There's a whole new paradigm coming. And we need to be up with it, and we need to we need to get in tune with it, okay? So with that, I love you. Stay in tune, and I'll be checking with y'all tomorrow, okay? Much love, guys.